beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're tackling the art of letting go. That's right, kiss it goodbye. Let's get into it. Letting go is never easy, but sometimes the best things you can do for yourself is to kiss it goodbye. Whether it's a toxic relationship, a missed opportunity, or a painful past, holding on to what no longer serves you can weigh down your spirit and block your blessings. So kiss it goodbye is your invitation to release the things, people, and mindsets that are holding you back so you can step into the freedom and fulfillment that you deserve. So this podcast is about helping you find the courage to say goodbye to the things that no longer align with your highest good. It's about embracing closure, trusting your journey, and making space for new opportunities to find you. Every ending holds the seeds of new beginnings. And when you learn to release with grace, you open yourself up to the life you were meant to live. So I just want you guys to understand through empowering reflections, this podcast, Kiss It Goodbye, today's episode would help you honor your past without being shackled to it. It's time to let go with love, walk away with confidence, and trust that your future holds far more than what you're leaving behind. So take a deep breath, wipe your tears if you need to, and get ready to kiss it goodbye because your next chapter is waiting. We all hold on to things, relationships, habits, beliefs, possessions that no longer serve us. Sometimes it's fear, sometimes it's comfort, sometimes it's just plain habit. But clinging to the past can prevent us from moving forward and embracing new possibilities. So this episode isn't about being ruthless or denying the importance of memories. It's about recognizing when it's time to let go, understanding the power of release, and creating space for new growth and new experiences. We're going to get real and raw about the challenges of saying goodbye and explore how to gracefully kiss it goodbye. We'll explore the common reasons why we struggle to let go, discuss the importance of self-reflection and acceptance, and unpack practical strategies for releasing what no longer serves us. We'll be honest about the emotional process of saying goodbye, but also celebrate the immense liberation, freedom, and clarity that comes with letting go. So why do we struggle as humans to let go? One of the biggest things is fear of the unknown, feeling anxious about what the future holds, not knowing what to expect. That can keep you, you know, stuck holding on. We hold on to that emotional attachment, holding on to memories, feelings, or sentimental values. A lot of things hold emotional attachment, so we hold on to those things. We hold on to habit and comfort, staying in familiar patterns, familiar environments, even if they're unhealthy. Fear of regret, worrying about making the wrong decisions, being afraid of what if you make a decision to let it go and it's the wrong decision, and how do you recover from that? And also being obligated because you feel that you've invested your time and your energy, and you know, it's something you've invested fully in. Or lack of closure, feeling unresolved or unfinished. So I want to go over the practical strategies for kissing it goodbye. The first thing you have to do is identify what's holding you back, what's getting in your way. Reflect on the things that are no longer serving you, that are no longer good for you in your life right now, today. What is that? Take self-reflection. Take that moment to identify what's holding you back, what's getting in your way. What's your downfall right now? Acknowledge your feelings. Allow yourself to feel the emotions associated with let go. It could be hard. It could feel, you know, a little stressful, a little sad. You're letting things go. Practice that self-compassion and have that level of understanding during this process and create a ritual. Perform a symbolic act of release, such as writing a letter or burning it or even giving away the possessions. Now, use discernment. I don't want you to have any danger there, but just create a nice ritual to release whatever it is that you're kissing goodbye. And set clear intentions. Be intentional. Define what you want to release and what you want to create in its place. And focus on the positive. Shift your focus to the opportunities that await you. Think about what you're going to gain when you kiss it goodbye and let go of what no longer serves you and holds good value. You have to take inventory of what's good in your life and what's bad. Practice gratitude. Appreciate the lessons you've learned and experienced and gained. Set boundaries, create space between yourself and the things you're letting go of, and seek support. Talk to trusted friends, family members, or therapists, and trust the process. Believe that letting go will create space for something better, something greater. So I want to go over some examples of some things that you can kiss goodbye. What are some things that you need to let go of? Here's a big one: toxic relationships. Letting go of relationships that drain your energy or undermine your well-being. Negative habits, breaking free from patterns that no longer serve you, limiting beliefs, releasing those negative thoughts and beliefs that you have about yourself. And let go some of the material possessions, decluttering your space and letting go of the unnecessary items so that you can create space for things that you need in your life. And let go of past regrets. Forgive yourself and, you know, move forward from your past mistakes. Let it go. Let go of outdated goals. It's time to reevaluate your goals and letting go of those goals that you had that are no longer aligned with your values. If you've elevated and you evolved, it's time for your goals to evolve with you. So if your goals are outdated, get rid of them. Kiss them goodbye. Understand that kissing it goodbye isn't about erasing the past. It's about creating space for the future. It's about recognizing you deserve to live a life that is aligned with your values and brings you joy. And you have to have a spirit of understanding. Understand the power of goodbye. Understand why letting go is essential for growth. Because if you have something that's not good for you, how can you have good things come there with if the bad things are preoccupying your life and your space? You have to make room. It's essential for growth. And recognize the things that need to get out of your space that no longer serves you and shift your mindset from loss to liberation and understand what the key things are that you need to let go of. Toxic relationships, draining friendships, self-doubt, fear, limiting beliefs, old dreams, outdated goals that no longer align with your purpose. And understand the emotional process of letting go. Understand that it's a journey. Allow yourself to grieve the ending. Find closure within yourself and embrace forgiveness for yourself and others. Forgiveness is so imperative. It's so critical. When you forgive others, there's power there. So understand that whatever you need to forgive in the process of letting go, do that so that you can be free, free up that space, free up the energy, free up your life. It's liberating. And create that space for new beginnings, trusting that release makes room for new blessings, setting intentions for your future, and welcoming new opportunities with an open heart and an open mind, and just building your strength and confidence, reclaiming your power and saying goodbye to all of those things that no longer serve you. Kiss it goodbye. Practice self-love and inner healing, and just celebrate your courage to let go and be free, that liberation, that power of kissing it goodbye. and do whatever you need to do to heal in the process, whether that's journaling to release the past, affirmations for closure and confidence, and creating that symbolic acts of release, that rituals that we talked about, understanding the process, letting go of the need for control, embrace faith in this personal journey, and trust that better things are ahead for you. Better things are coming into your life when you kiss those things goodbye that are negative, that no longer serve you, that no longer bring you peace. Living a life that's, you know, where you could fully embrace joy, freedom, and new adventures. Showing up fully in relationships, career, and personal growth. Honoring your story while stepping boldly into your future. Every goodbye holds the promise of new beginnings. So when you find strength to kiss the past goodbye, you make room for joy, love, and purpose to take its place. So let go with grace, trust the process, and remember your future is waiting and it is brighter than you could possibly imagine. What are you ready to kiss goodbye? What small step can you take today to begin the process of letting go? Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, letting go is an act of self-love. Embrace the process, trust the journey, and kiss it goodbye. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.